This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
As it is World Glaucoma Week 2024 this week, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we thought it would be a good time to find out a little bit more about the eye condition, how glaucoma affects people who have the condition, what treatment is out there for people with glaucoma, and why it is so important for everyone to keep up with regular eye tests. Dr. Louise Gao, Clinical Lead for Eye Health, Optometry and Low Vision here at the RNIB, joins me now to tell me a bit more about the eye condition glaucoma. Hello, Louise, and good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, and it's nice to be back, so thank you for inviting me.
Firstly, Louise, what exactly is the eye condition glaucoma and how does it affect people's vision?
So glaucoma is actually not one condition, but a group of conditions. And they're a group of eye conditions that cause damage to the optic nerve at the back of the eye. And usually this is because the eye pressure is slightly higher than it should be, or because the optic nerve structure is not as good as it should be, as is slightly weaker than it should be. And often there are genetic reasons why you have glaucoma. So glaucoma tends to run in families.
And am I right in thinking that glaucoma affects people's peripheral vision first, and maybe they sort of, because it is their peripheral vision, they don't necessarily notice it until the glaucoma becomes a little bit more advanced?
Yeah, so that's absolutely right. It does affect the peripheral vision first. So particularly it affects the mid-peripheral bit. So it's an area of vision that we don't use all of the time or are aware of all of the time. So you can have gaps in your vision and not really be aware of it. And what happens is the brain sort of fills in with more of the same. So you don't have a black patch floating around. It's just that you just don't have any vision coming from that area. And as glaucoma progresses, the loss of vision goes further out and then affects the central vision ultimately if it's not treated. There are two main groups of glaucoma. There's the closed angle glaucoma and then there's an open angle glaucoma. And the open angle glaucoma is the one that we've just described there. It's a very gradual loss of vision starting in the mid periphery and working outwards and then inwards. The closed angle glaucoma generally tends to happen very suddenly. It's a very painful red eye. Often people are sick with it. It's an intense pain and it comes on so suddenly that you have very little warning of it. And that's treated as an emergency in the hospital. So that has a slightly different path. But the most common form of glaucoma is the one that we've just described, where there's a gradual loss of vision. The only real way to know whether you have that form of glaucoma is to have a regular eye test. So when you have your eyes tested at the opticians, they will regularly check for glaucoma if you're over 40, if you have a family history of glaucoma. Or it might be that you'll be tested slightly younger if you are from certain ethnicities.
Louise, what sort of treatment is out there for glaucoma and how does the treatment work?
Well, the good news is that with most glaucomas, there are treatment options for people. And with any eye condition, obviously, the earlier you know about the condition, the more likely those treatments are to be effective. So let's take the open angle glaucoma first. Usually that is treated either with a laser called SLT or it's treated with drops. It was traditionally always treated with drops, but in the last couple of years, SLT laser has come into use as a primary treatment for the early stages of glaucoma. You can't cure glaucoma. Even with laser, you can't cure it, but you can significantly slow down the progression of the condition or control the condition. So the idea is that the sooner you have the treatment, the less damage is done, and you can prevent that damage from progressing. The closed angle glaucoma, the sudden onset glaucoma, that's treated with medications that lower the pressure rapidly in the eye and surgical treatments. As I say, that's much rarer, but it can be picked up in a routine eye test before it's got to that point, because closed angle glaucoma is where the front chamber of the eye is a bit narrower than average. And there are some preventative treatments for people that are at very high risk.
Because I think, if I'm right in my thinking, that it's all about making sure that the glaucoma doesn't start affecting the optic nerve. Is that right?
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, so the idea with any treatment is to lower the pressure inside the eye. So one of the types of glaucoma I didn't mention earlier is something called normal tension glaucoma. And that's where the pressure inside the eye appears to be normal, but the optic nerve is still being damaged by it. So even in that type of glaucoma, the overall aim is to lower the pressure, and that stops the damage to the optic nerve. So the drops are aiming to either reduce the amount of fluid inside the eye or increase the outflow of the fluid from the eye to lower the pressure. The laser treatment is there to increase or encourage the outflow of fluid, again, to counterbalance the increase in pressure. And the treatment for closed angle glaucoma is to open up the channels to allow the fluid to stop building up.
So Louise, it is so important for many of us to make sure that we keep up with our regular eye tests, and especially for people who have glaucoma.
Yes, it absolutely is. And I think this is one of the key ways of detecting glaucoma and other eye conditions, and also making sure your specs are as good as they can possibly be. When you have a regular eye test, you will have the test for glaucoma automatically if you're over 40, or if you have a risk factor such as certain ethnicities or family members with glaucoma. The tests for glaucoma are usually a check on the pressure inside the eye. That's done in several different ways. It might be an air puff test, or it might be a little probe that they use to check the pressure directly on the eye, neither of which are painful, very straightforward tests. You may have to do a visual field test, which is a machine where you look at a central light and you either press a button or count some dots as they flash on the screen. That's checking your side vision, your peripheral vision. You might have a test that's called an OCT, and that's a scan that looks at the structure of the optic nerve. And then you may well have a check on the back of the eye, which is where we look at the optic nerve and look at how deep the optic nerve looks, the colour of the optic nerve, and whether it's changed from previously. And then in some specialist settings, you may have the thickness of your cornea measured, because that can change how much pressure there is in the eye if your cornea is slightly thicker than average or slightly thinner than average. And then within the hospital, there'll be slightly more in-depth tests that they will carry out to make sure that the diagnosis is correct. So having a regular eye examination should include most of those tests, and it will pick glaucoma up at the very earliest signs.
Well, it's so important to get your eyes tested. If you would like to find out more about glaucoma and other eye conditions, there's a lot of information and advice on the RNIB website, and that's rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 for advice too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Louise, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the eye condition glaucoma.
Oh, you're very welcome.